Among those senators who support the resolution disapproving of the troop surge in Iraq is the top Republican on the Senate Armed Services Committee, Senator John Warner of Virginia. He argues that the Iraqis should be taking more responsibility for the effort to end the sectarian violence in their country.
Our troops shouldn't be in there trying to decide, do we shoot at a Sunni, do we shoot at a Shia? That should be the responsibility of the Iraqi forces, and that's the principal reason that I found differences with the president.
But another Republican, Senator John Kyle of Arizona, disagrees, saying the resolution, even though it has no force of law, sends the wrong message.
But a resolution can have a very deleterious effect on the morale of our troops, on our enemies, who see it as a sign of weakness, and of course on our allies, who wonder whether we will see the mission through.
Democrats who narrowly control the Senate argue that Republicans want to block the resolution from coming to a vote to avoid embarrassing President Bush. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois is Assistant Majority Leader.
Now, there's one group in this town that does not want this debate to move forward. Let's be very honest about it. The President and the White House. It's an embarrassment to have your policy rejected and repudiated by bipartisan votes in the House and Senate, and it's rare, hardly ever happens. And so to spare the embarrassment to the White House, the political embarrassment, some are trying to stop this debate in the United States Senate.
Saturday's vote in the Senate was announced late Thursday by Majority Leader Harry Reid. Senators who were to have begun a week-long recess Friday night had to scramble to cancel travel plans, including some who had planned to visit Iraq. Some senators who are candidates for the 2008 presidential election, including Senator Hillary Clinton, had to cancel campaign appearances around the country. On Saturday, the Senate essentially will be voting to allow a vote on the non-binding resolution. Under Senate rules, 60 members of the 100-member chamber must approve the procedural measure to clear the way for an up or down vote on the resolution. It will be the second such procedural vote in the Senate on a non-binding Iraq resolution in 2 weeks. Last week, Senate Republicans blocked a similar measure from coming to a vote, arguing that they did so to protest Democratic leaders' decision not to allow another resolution calling on Congress to continue funding troops in Iraq to come to a floor vote. Deborah Tate, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。